Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Here we are in airing. This will be December the 17th, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. A week from now will be Christmas Eve, and then Christmas.
So exciting.
Very exciting, and be an exciting year. When this is airing, actually, we are just going to be coming back from one of our beautiful Desires of Our Heart list trips that God gave us through a wonderful series of strange circumstances. But we basically wound up with a free ticket to Germany, which Linda's German, so her family lives in Bavaria. And we've talked about this for many, 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 many years. You know, wouldn't it be exciting to go visit the Christmas markets in Bavaria and Austria? And it's always like, yeah, but we can't get there. Yeah, but we can't get
there. Right.
And because partly is we talked about margin.
Right.
Is that, well, if we do that, we're going to miss a bunch of other stuff, you know, and is that going to put too much pressure on us? So we typically, you know, wait. Well, this year, because of the situation that happened with a ticket, airline ticket, I wound up with a return trip for basically free with no extra cost. And so, hey, let's go do that. So we do that. And so we'll be at in Germany and Bavaria and Austria visiting this with Linda's family. And that'll be quite fun. And then Heath and Rebecca are going to join us, and then we're going to fly with them back through Iceland. And we're going to do
more retreats there.
We're going to do some more gatherings with their disciples over there that we've been associated with. And we're going to have time to deepen their faith.
Oh, how fun.
So
God is really working in that area.
Yeah, it really is. And then we get to come home. So we'll be home next week from this time we'll be back, you know, in the week right before Christmas. And then our grandsons are coming home from college, and then
fun to be had.
And our son, you know, this is an interesting year because our son with the family of Aiden's girlfriend, who we know, and spend quite a bit of time with. We all are going to Cancun between Christmas and New Year's.
Oh, excellent.
Which is something we've always gone skiing.
Right. So this is a change. Are you going to a resort? Like an all-inclusive? Or are you doing
all-inclusive resort? Okay. All-inclusive resort, which they said, you know, because it's a little bit dangerous there slightly.
Right.
Stay in the resort. So we're going to do it. But they have everything there, and they have parasailing and all that stuff. And
excellent.
So this will be an interesting experiment.
Right.
Okay, how did this go? Knowing that we actually typically like skiing, but we're going to a now warm place, which everybody is starting to say.
Which may be refreshing.
Might be good, you know. And Linda said, I'd rather be warm than cold.
That's awesome.
So anyway, this whole year is different for us. And so I've had to readjust everything about what we do and don't do about and keeping our margin, you know, the same.
Right.
So it'll be fun. I'll be able to report back when we start taping in January how to go, you know, in terms of our experience in Bavaria to see something that, as God said, I'm going to give you one of the desires of your hearts.
Yeah.
And we get to be in fellowship, you know, with Linda's family, and, you know, that'll all be fun.
What a fun time that's going to be. I can't wait to hear how it goes.
Yeah. We've been talking about forgiveness, reconciliation, and we've set up that both believers and unbelievers can hurt us, come against us, cause us difficulty, be consequential. And by the way, continue to do that. If they're in our circle of association, which can be family, friends, church people, business people, it's not that I can avoid them.
Right.
And if I typically am around them, they do what they're going to do and keep hurting me and exercise their callous hearts. And God says, well, unbelievers just shouldn't surprise you, but actually don't be surprised when believers in the same place are doing that, because they don't have a harder heart without a care or a thought that I should deal with this. And you say, well, I'd like them to deal with it, but they're not gonna. And the comment God makes is that, hey, they're not gonna change. I'm inviting them to change. And my best would be reconciliation, but they're not gonna. Okay,
right.
So, you know,
And that's a specific response from God, because he also very much could say they are going to, and I'm working on this and cooperate with my work. And this is a layer you can pray into.
Yeah.
So he could very well give you instruction the other direction as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And by the way, it doesn't mean that they won't change down the road, you know, so that he said, I don't quit inviting them to that. My heart is always for them to, and I will use it. Perhaps if I change the dynamic of your relationship by you working through you, it may cause later them to see something different and respond in a different way that might be helpful, you know. And so I think I give them the story of my mother, you know, where we had this boundary, and we'll talk more about that in a little while. But it was, the boundary was for us. Mm-hmm. We set up the boundary. It did help us stay in peace in spite of the way she treated us. Mm-hmm. But over time, the way she treated us changed. Mm-hmm. Because there was no more opportunity and no more success in what she was doing from her perspective. And it changed. Now, we never, I would say, fully reconciled where I was able to share with her what she was doing and how I would like her to do it differently. But it changed to where her hardness softened and it became easier to be in relationship. And we were able to expand the essence of the boundary. So at first, it was just Linda and me. A couple of weeks before holidays, 3 days, two nights. Over time, first of all, that became more easy and pleasant because she didn't do those hard things that she was doing to control us. And then we came at a point where, you know what, you could bring your kids now again.
Right.
And we did that. So that changed. So God says, don't think this is the end of the story. And I like what you're reminding us of, is that all I'm doing is the moment to resolve this for you. Over time, because of this resolution for you, there may actually be a softening, or somebody can say, you know, gosh, I would like now to really have a deeper relationship with you and process this. So God said, it's not a permanent thing. It's just a momentary thing. So he said, that's important. And he said, and so I'm talking about at the moment. God said, they're not going to change. Okay. So he said, now he says, my attention turns to you and you and me. Okay, so let's talk about a couple of important things here. He says, first of all, go to Matthew 18, 21 and 22.
Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven.
Okay, so he says, look, he's admitting my brother's not going to change. Mm-hmm. And he's going to keep hurting me, because that's what he's asking. Mm-hmm. What do I do when he keeps hurting me?
Right.
Do I forgive him? And do I do it as many as seven times? And then I can stop doing that?
And then I can be done.
Then I can be done with that and do and not forgive him anymore. You know, and he said, no, I tell you the truth, 70 times seven. Mm-hmm. That's 490 times. In essence, he's saying infinitely. You know, this is kind of cool. Think about that answer. No, permanently. Now think about why he would say that. Permanently forgive.
One, it's for our own benefit. And two, because that is his nature. That is how he forgives us. And we are called to reflect and to walk in his nature.
Exactly. He said, so look, he said, I've already forgiven them infinitely. Mm-hmm. I did it once and for all, permanently, once and for all, done deal, completed, over. He said, join me in that spot. Mm-hmm. Of don't think of, okay, do I change what I do if they don't respond within a few? I'll try this a couple of times. What if they don't? Do I go back to then I can be, you know, kind of frustrated with them and irritated by them and show my anger? And aren't I justified when they don't change?
Right.
And God says, well, that piece of it actually never does.
Yeah.
If you really forgave them, it doesn't matter. In other words, it doesn't matter what they do.
Right.
You have forgiven them, which means you're in freedom and you've taken away the requirement that they have to do anything to resolve this for you. Because quite frankly, and we said, God's telling them at the moment, they're not gonna. And he said, don't be surprised by that. And don't expect them to change. And by the way, don't ask me to change them, because I don't change their free will. And at the moment, despite the invitations that you either have offered or going to offer, somebody else could offer, or I will offer, they're not changing. Mm-hmm. does that change my forgiveness? He said, no, stay in that place, stay in that place, stay in that place. I've done it. Make sure it's true for you. Okay. So he said, my attention turns to you. And because now, see, I want to keep you in freedom to bring resolution
right.
to this difficult relationship that you, excuse me,
bless
that
you,
a little allergy or something, that, excuse me, that isn't going to result in reconciliation. And so I have to resolve it for you. And since they're not changing and they don't care one iota, particularly believers that want to hear from me and let me process them. Because if they were, they would hear me say, go process it. And they would, but they don't care. Okay. So they're not processing with me either. I got to resolve this now for you because why? Well, you are processing with me.
Right.
Number one, don't change your position on forgiveness. I've done it once and for all. Join me in that. Stay in that. And don't think it changes. That doesn't change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He said, no. Okay. Now go to Deuteronomy 10, verses 12 to 14.
It says, and now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep his keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good. Indeed, heaven and the highest heavens belong to the Lord your God, also the earth with all that is in it.
Yeah. Okay. Now he says, so this is how it goes. I've got a problem. This person has hurt me and is continuing to hurt me. And unfortunately, I got to be around them. Now, by the way, if I didn't, and they're just somebody that's an acquaintance that I don't really need to spend around, or somebody that has worked, done some work for me or working for me, and I don't need to use them anymore. He said, you can just dust your feet off and don't worry about it. There's nothing more for you to do. You've invited them to reconcile, or you tried to reconcile, they wouldn't, but you can dust your feet off, which means move on and just don't spend hardly any time around them. You don't need to. And that's okay. That's easy, by the way. Okay. I've gone as far as I go. I've forgiven them. I'm not bothered by them anymore. I don't need to be in a position where they keep hurting me because I'm not going to be around them. Okay, that's easy. Okay, he said, unfortunately, there's people around you, particularly believers, that you can't just walk away from. Family members, people in your church, maybe even in your small group, people who are in business with you, people that are serving you in some way, or you're involved in serving them some way, is I can't get away from it. So what do I, and he says, okay, now what's required of you? And this is the question. Okay, Father, then what, how would you want me to proceed? The question is now about me, not about them, since they're not going to change.
Right.
So therefore, I'm going to have to learn from you. What would you have me do to move to a place of resolution? So this relationship stops hurting me and causing me negative consequences. And how do I handle that so I can have freedom when I'm in their presence? Because I'm going to have to be in their presence. Okay. He says, here's what's required. So, well, here's what's required of you. So, you know, the Bible is so cool. You're like, okay, you got a question? I'm going to tell you.
Here's an answer. Yeah.
Okay. He said, fear the Lord your God. Okay. So that starts the process. And remember, the fear of the Lord is that I believe that what you're going to tell to me is true, and I'm willing to follow what you tell me. And the fear of the Lord is you've already decided that. So that when I tell you my clever answers, you aren't going to say, I don't think I can do that, or I don't want to do that, or I'm going to figure this out on my own anyway. And so, no. And he said, no, it starts with, well, why don't you just come to me and I'll tell you the answer.
Yeah. And in that coming, coming with a surrendered heart, that's the fear of the Lord. I'm coming in. I know you have an answer and I trust that. So I surrender to it.
And a surrendered heart says what? My will, I surrender my what?
I surrender my will completely to yours.
And I truly, do want to know your will, and I truly want to follow your will.
Yeah.
And I've decided up front.
I phrase that, my yes is on the table.
Yeah.
What do you have to say?
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. So fear the Lord. And he says, walk in all my ways. Okay. Now, what it means is I have a path, I have a way, and I need you to walk in it. Because it's going to be a step-by-step-by-step process of how I move you from here to there so that this relationship doesn't hamper you anymore, doesn't cause you any more trouble, doesn't impact you, and you're resolved with freedom about that. Mm-hmm. And you got to walk with me, but you understand the conditions. You got to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you how to go. And my steps are going to be step by step by step. So don't just say, well, just resolve it all, as I will, but you're going to have to walk down a path, walk down a way with me. Okay. Love me, have an affection for me that gets excited that I'm going to resolve this.
Mm-hmm.
And look for it and know that I love you. I'm going to resolve it. You love me and say, I'm willing to receive this. And I love being with you to mm-hmm. learn this. So the way Linda and I look at that when we have these difficult things is, we're in the middle of a real difficult thing, but I know you're going to resolve it. So I'm going to actually enjoy and be affectionate with you, God, as we walk into that resolution, mm-hmm. given that it's complex and difficult. But right. actually, I love it that I get to be with mm-hmm. you and you get to resolve this for me. So he said, love me. And by the way, love, he said, love, this is in 1 John 5. He said, if you love me, you'll follow what I tell you.
Right, right.
Why? Because it leads you to the very best, you know? So, okay, mm-hmm. I'll do that. He said, to serve me with all your heart, mind, and soul. And so think of the word serve. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I'm serving God with all my heart, mind, and soul. What does that
mean? I think of like doing his will, you know, yes. being his hands and feet on earth too.
Yeah, because he's the master. I'm going to instruct you. Mm-hmm. And serving me is following my instructions. And by the way, what you're doing is you're allowing me, the master, to provide you the blessing of the covenant and give a resolution to a very difficult thing. That is my heart. And you're allowing me to do it because you're serving me. And then you are going to follow what I'm instructing you to do as a mm-hmm. servant does his master, not out of compulsion, like, okay, mm-hmm. fine, I'll do this thing, even though you're forcing me to do it. He said, no, I don't force you to do anything. I'm inviting you to. But if you have a willing heart, my lordship is going to be beneficial to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to behoove you to do it. So serve me with all your heart, mind, and soul. In other words, with everything you got. And then mm-hmm. keep my commandments and statutes. And the word there is basically instructions mm-hmm. of what I'm going to tell you to do as you have a heart to serve me. So he said, look, for you, it's have a heart and believe that I'm going to get you there. Walk with me in order to get you there. Love me mm-hmm. and enjoy the walk. Serve me with a heart of I'm going to willingly desire to be serving you. And then whatever you say, I'm going to follow. He said, so as I give the beginning of this process of resolution, this has to be the relationship that we have. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you'll reject what I tell you to do, or you'll re-advise it, or you'll tweak it, or you'll add to it, and you really won't get there. In other words, you say, yeah, I want to, but you really won't get to resolution because I have the answer and you're going to have to hear it and follow it.
Right. I think one of the interesting things in this too, is if we just back up and we see adding to exactly what you're saying, that he says, serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And how often when we get in situations like this, do we give God partial access?
Yeah.
I mean, if we're honest with ourselves, okay, yep, you're right. I'll surrender this. And knowingly or unknowingly, there is a piece of our heart or soul that we are holding back that we're not quite willing to go all in with him when it comes to forgiveness or when it comes to reconciliation. And so the instruction here is really, I need you to bring it all to me because the work that he's going to do has more to do with what he's doing in your heart than what he's going to do in the other person. But he needs you to give him access to all of it.
Correct. It's 100%. And learn it, because you'll see that I can bring resolution and you'll mm-hmm. see your will is best and none better. I need to be instructed. It's a path and I'm all in, basically, because I'll get you there. And then when you see it, you want to be all in again, seeing it again and again. It's easier to do it mm-hmm. when you're first learning that. It's a little bit difficult because I'm not used to this, but he said, you know, stay with me. So Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful truth. You say it's concerning you. It's fear me. It's I have a desire to walk in all my ways, to love me with all your heart, mind, and soul, to serve me, and then to follow my instructions. And so we just pray that we'll follow that willingly, knowing that you're going to guide us into resolution, which we know is complicated and we know is tricky, and there's no system to this. that means we have to follow you. And so we just pray that we'll have a heart to do it and get excited about doing it. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for this conversation, and thank you, listeners, for joining us. If you have questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we'll see you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments, and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.